We're here with Harry Campbell, founder of the Rideshare Guy blog. Thanks a lot for being here, Harry.
Thanks for having me, Don.
Well, describe your blog and what it is you do.
So I actually used to be a full-time engineer for Boeing, and I started driving part-time for Uber and Lyft in 2014. And that makes me really old in rideshare years because I've been doing it for a while. But about 3 years ago, I actually quit my day job to focus on the blog full time. And we now produce content, everything from blog articles to podcasts to YouTube videos. And we even have a video training course that really just helps to educate rideshare drivers and help them with everything from getting started and signed up to what's going on in the industry and how to make more money as a driver.
Well, can you talk about how ride sharing has changed in the last 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, so I mean, I think one of the biggest changes we've seen in the past few years is that rideshare has become mainstream. I think that when you start to hear your parents and your grandparents talking about Uber and Lyft, you know that the companies have really made it. And I think that when these services were first starting, it wasn't a sure thing that they were going to take over like they have. I think Uber has really grown into a worldwide brand, and it's become a service that's extremely popular with drivers, with passengers and consumers. And I think that that's what we've seen, really sort of an explosive growth, and probably not going to stop anytime soon.
Well, talk to me about some ride sharing trends. What are the 2 or 3 hot button issues in ride sharing today?
Definitely. So, I mean, I think that coming from the perspective of a driver, you know, one thing we've seen over the past 3 years is that rates have actually come down significantly. And you probably noticed this as a passenger or consumer, that taking an Uber around the city is now cheaper than ever. It's up to 50 to 70% cheaper than a taxi in many large cities. And that's great for consumers and passengers, but definitely a downside for the drivers is that they're obviously making less than ever. We surveyed over 1,100 drivers earlier in the year, and they reported making an average hourly earnings of $16, and that's actually before expenses. So drivers, since they're independent contractors, they're responsible for gas and maintenance and depreciation on their vehicle and even rideshare insurance. They have to cover all of those costs. And so you can sort of see that, you know, the trend is that, you know, the pay for these drivers is getting closer to more of a minimum wage or a service type job, you know, even though not everyone has that impression.
Well, let me ask a follow-up on that question. What do you think the fallout of that will be, or if there's an upshot, I don't know, but...
Well, I think what we're seeing right now is that there's a lot of turnover in industry, especially on the driver side. I mean, you have Uber's released surveys and studies that said that half of all drivers quit after just 1 year. And that's a pretty high turnover rate and probably isn't sustainable in the long run. So I think what we're already seeing is Uber announced an initiative at the beginning of the year called 180 Days of Change, where they're really looking to improve the driver experience and take away all of the pain points when it comes to things like customer service and ratings. And passengers may have even noticed that there's now a tip option on the Uber app, and that was something that drivers have been calling for a long time. So I think that when you think about sort of the trends we've seen is that Uber has always been sort of a passenger first and a very passenger centric company, and the experience has been amazing for passengers. You have millions of raving fans of the services Uber and Lyft, yet on the driver's side there's a somewhat of a bit of an apathetic attitude and a lot of drivers that end up quitting. I think Uber has recognized that, but that's a big problem, and they're really trying to fix that and improve the experience for drivers.
What would you tell our insurance professional listeners about ride sharing that they really should know?
Well, I think that one of the sort of shocking stats that I see is that, you know, most drivers don't have rideshare insurance. And, you know, we've surveyed our audience and seen anywhere from 60 to 80%, depending on, you know, sort of the surveys we've done in the past, 60 to 80% of drivers don't have rideshare insurance. And that provides for a really big issue for drivers, just because they receive coverage while they're en route to a passenger or while they're on a trip, but they actually don't have coverage when they have the app on and they don't have a passenger yet, when they're waiting for a passenger. Personal insurance won't cover that, and Uber and Lyft only provide state minimum liability and no collision coverage. And I think that really speaks to what we see with drivers in general. You have a lot of drivers that get into working for Uber and Lyft just looking to make a few hundred bucks a week, right? They're just looking to do a side hustle. They're looking to make some part-time cash. And of course, you also have full-time drivers, but I think a majority of drivers are doing about 10 to 15 hours a week or less. And so you have a lot of people who aren't aware that they might even need rideshare insurance. They aren't aware of the reporting and the tax requirements. And so I think that, you know, there's a big education component. Obviously, my site tries to help a lot with that. And I think that that's, you know, definitely one of our goals is sort of educating drivers and helping them understand that, you know, it's not impossible to be a business owner, but there are definitely a few concrete steps you can take to protect yourself when it comes to liability and taxes and things like that.
How can insurance agents approach drivers to maybe educate them and even drum up a little business?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that if you kind of listen to that stat that a majority of drivers don't have rideshare insurance, a lot of agents have seen that as a pretty big opportunity. We have actually a marketplace on our site where we connect individual agents from all different companies across the U.S. With drivers looking for insurance. And that's actually one of the top pages on our site. We're reaching hundreds of thousands of drivers a month, and that page is one of the top pages. And I think that for insurance agents that are out there listening, though, I think that there's actually some pretty easy steps that you can take. The most obvious would be when you're in an Uber and Lyft, sort of talking to drivers, asking them about their insurance situation, and, you know, just kind of helping them understand and educate them as opposed to selling them on the rideshare insurance. I think that if they kind of understand, how it works, and even, for example, Lyft has a $2,500 collision deductible, right? If you can sort of explain that, we get lots of emails from drivers who get into accidents and don't realize that Lyft had a $2,500 collision deductible. And if you're a State Farm agent, for example, State Farm actually provides rideshare insurance that will cover you even if you're on a trip. So you won't ever have to worry about Lyft's collision deductible. So I think that education component is definitely important. So taking rides with drivers, but also going to the places where drivers hang out. This could be airport lots. Drivers have to sit in a queue waiting for rides at the airport. So there might be 50 to 100 drivers sitting there for up to an hour. They're very bored and very attentive. And then there's also places like, after a sporting event, I'm here in Los Angeles, towards the end of Dodger games and Rams football, there's hundreds of drivers out there waiting for the game to end so that passengers can come out and they can get their ride. So there's definitely places if you sort of go out there and do a little looking.
Well, this has all been very informative. Really appreciate you being here and talking about this.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And if anyone's curious in learning more about what it's like to be a driver, sort of the issues going on in the rideshare industry, they can definitely check out my blog at therideshareguy.com.